Hello and welcome to The Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, writer, and clothes shopper Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now this week's blog is, Who Wears Short Shorts? Okay, I caved in and went shopping for shorts at Old Navy. I'm not a big fan, but they're in fashion and it's just too damn hot to wear jeans. I grabbed whatever was on sale and sauntered off to the fitting room. I'm a die-hard try-before-you-buy kind of girl. It saves time and heartache. Well, usually. The problem began at my thighs. Lots of huffing, puffing, and stuffing. How could this be? I know I'm not in my best shape ever, but things haven't gotten that bad, have they? I mean, what the fuck? If this is what I get for cutting back on sugar, then why bother? I finally got the shorts on, zipped, and buttoned, and it felt like I was wearing denim spandex. Deep breathing was not only ill-advised, it was impossible. As I stared in the full-length mirror, hoping I was seeing the director's cut of Oculus and not a brand new muffin top, I began chiding myself for all the happy hour hot wings and wine I've been enjoying. In frustration, I looked at the tag as if that would change anything, but wonder of wonders, it did. It read, size zero. What? I'm not a size zero. Not now, not ever. For the record, you're not a size zero if people can see you. I'm also not a regular Old Navy shopper, so I made the mistake of trusting that the size on the hanger matched the size of the item. It did not. The hanger said size 8, the shorts said 0, and my therapist, who was on speakerphone, said, I can see you at 4. I wasn't upset that I might have needed a bigger size. I was unnerved that I could be so out of touch with my body. When I believed I was bursting out of a size 8, I thought, how did I not know that I've put that much weight on? It turns out that I haven't, but I'd be lying if I didn't admit that I'm very body conscious. What human being who works in the earth-based entertainment industry isn't? I heard a report recently that claimed the fastest growing demographic affected by eating disorders isn't teenage girls, but women over 30. That makes sense. Being constantly bombarded by unrealistic images of beauty takes a toll. It's either get beat down or grow confident. I struggle with the former. I'm working on the latter. I've been slim since childhood, and all puberty really brought me was a face full of acne. It's only now that what I mistook for a few extra pounds to work off were actually my late bloomer curves beginning to show themselves. And you know what? I like them. For the record, the 8s weren't the right size for me either. I settled on a 6 and told my therapist I'd see her another time. I realized all on my ownsome that I had just put way too much energy into a piece of clothing that isn't going to last past 3 washings anyway. I was shopping at Old Navy, not Nordstrom's. And life is too short to be stressed out over shorts. I'll see you at happy hour.
Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, created and written by stand-up comedian Leanne Lord. Read the blog at theurbanirma.com and watch the video edition on youtube.com/Leanne Lord. Subscribe and listen to the free podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Music for the podcast was written and composed by The Jazz Lounge Project. If you enjoy The Urban Irma, then please leave a comment, like it on Facebook, follow on Twitter, and share it with your friends. Share it with people who are not your friends, and maybe they will be. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will sweat you.